James Hill here with SCAC Sports, here with the winning head coach, Tim Scannell. Just won your third SCAC championship in the last 4 years, second straight. Tell us about the team effort today.
Well, a great team effort, and incredibly proud of that senior class. We talked before the season, and we set the goal of hopefully being able to get back to this point. And in my time in the SCAC, nobody's won a back-to-back SCAC championship. It's very difficult to do. I think at one point Trinity and Millsaps tied, and that gave someone a kind of a co-back-to-back champion. But I'm really proud of this senior class, and we'll never have another one this big and this talented. And it was just awesome to see that on the final day, the kids wore socks up as a team kind of tribute, and we went out and got a great team effort.
Talk a little bit about Ben Clemesh, his performance today, really shutting down Hendricks.
Well, you know, I'm, again, really thrilled for him. He's had some hiccups the past 3 or 4 weeks. He's obviously incredibly talented. You know, what comes out of him is that in big games, he seems to pitch really well. Last year, he pitched the 2-0 game and really dominated. And then today, I just thought he did an unbelievable job, never giving in. He kept pitching the breaking ball. It had depth, had a two-plane break. And then the fastball is obviously a really tough pitch. And, you know, again, huge credit to Hendricks. Unbelievable ball club, great ball player, scrappy as nails, and you know, to us that game was never over. We've played Hendricks too many times where we know that you got to get that last out in order to end the game.
Talk about how important it was for your team, though. You know, the first two innings, you really just jump all over them and get a 7-0 lead, really carry the momentum, especially after the way they've been playing the last couple days.
Well, I think that was huge, and that's what has to happen when you're the team that is in the driver's seat. You know, you want to try and come out and score early and then add to it. And I think, you know, we've seen Harris before, and he's an exceptional young arm, but he was fatigued. And, you know, that's what happens when you come through the loser's bracket. Huge credit to Hendricks. And they did an unbelievable job kind of methodically picking off teams and got to the championship day. But, you know, they were a little tired and left balls up in the plate. And Felix and Pappas squared some big balls as well as other guys, and that's what gave us that early lead.
You know, talk a little bit now about, you know, the maturity of this team, how they've grown throughout the season, and then we'll end on this. You know, you guys are heading to a regional. What's it going to take to win that regional and possibly get to a D3 World Series?
Well, I think you hit on a key part of this whole ball club for this year. We're a really mature club. Not only do we have a lot of seniors that are leading the way, but we have a lot of junior, sophomore guys that have tremendous experience, tons of games under them, their belt. And then our freshmen that play, they now are beyond their freshman year. They've played so many games. So we're a really experienced club. As far as going to the regional and winning, you know, it's the same thing in the SCAC. You got to come out of the gate. You got to play clean. You got to play basically error-free baseball. You got to execute hit and runs. You got to read balls in the dirt, take the extra base. And once you get that momentum going, then you can beat anyone on any day. And that's what we're going to look to do.
Coach, congratulations. We'll be watching. And good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, James.